On the contrary, so far as he understands it, he tends to find it highly tedious and uninteresting, sometimes downright distasteful and repugnant to his nature, as he would, for instance, find the beatific vision of God in our own doctrine of salvation, or the henosis of God all in all among the mystics. So far as he understands, be it noted, but then he does not understand it in the least. Because humans are myth-makers by nature, we hold on to a numinous experience by objectifying or rationalizing it in myths, cults, and dogma. Prehistoric beliefs about spirits, in Otto's view, are an early effort to rationalize the numinous. But all such attempts attest to the fact that the numinous experience itself has already evaporated. Close analyses of the after-effects are interesting and sometimes instructive, but, as noted earlier, they do not capture the primary effect. Otto warned perceptively against the modernist tendency to rationalize the essential core of RSMEs as a means of producing moral virtue or concern for social justice. These are normal outcomes of such experiences, to be sure, but they are neither the origin nor their goal. He was also prescient in seeing that if the numinous is denied for a long time in a given tradition, it can burst forth with bizarre effects. The Toronto Airport Blessing, a sudden charismatic Christian revival near the Toronto airport that impacted thousands of people worldwide in 1994, which featured controversial, bizarre effects alongside the normal changed life outcomes, is a modern-day example. Otto was not arguing that all religions are equally valid or that all religions teach the same thing. His point is, rather, that all religions originate in a numinous experience. What adherents think, say, or do afterward is a different matter. Otto's approach to RSMEs was eclipsed by the drift toward materialism in the study of RSMEs in the latter half of the 20th century, but it experienced a revival in the 1990s with the rise of an evidence-based approach to RSMEs. But let us turn now from the study of the nature of RSMEs to the study of their effects. If spirituality is natural to us as conscious beings, looking beyond ourselves is, other things being equal, the best way for us to live. In that case, we might reasonably expect it to coincide with good mental and physical health. In Chapter 8, we look at the evidence from research into spirituality and health.